Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. I'm not sure if you're hearing me out there in radio land, but if you are, we want to apologize for that interlude there. We lost internet feed here. Can, if you're on, just come on in so I can know that somebody's hearing me. I'm bringing Mertris. I think Sister Barbara is standing by, so I'm not sure if I'm speaking to anyone, if I'm coming through live. Someone, please say something. Wait, one way to find out. In any event, this is June 11th, 6/11/2022. And you're tuned to Caribbean Global Voices. And of course, we're going to be here until high noon today. So we ask you to stick and stay. We have a good program lined up for you. Nonetheless, again, we want to apologize. Internet went down on us over here. But nonetheless, we're asking you to stick and stay. If we have a 678 number online, we're going to ask to bring her in so we can have a prayer. God is good and he is good all the time. Bring in Baba. Please. Can we get a song in the meantime? Good morning, good morning. Much as you feel there, come on in. Can I please play a song?
There is a name.
Yes, indeed. Oh, how I love Jesus. It can be measured, trust me. It's as wide as the sea and as high as the heavens. That's just how much I love Jesus. But folks, we're going to apologize again for that hiccup. We would have lost the internet, and we were out in space, but we were rescued there by Cardinal over there in the Virgin Islands. So with that, and without any further ado, we're going to have Mr. Barbara to lead us off in prayer this morning.
Good morning to everyone out there under the sound of my voice. We give praise and honor and glory to our Father, and we thank him for overcoming this morning in spite of the hiccup that we had. So, Father, today we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised, dear Father. We love you with all our hearts, dear God. We thank you for what you have done for us when you went to the cross, dear God, and you paid us in debt in full, dear Father. Lord Jesus, we praise you, oh, God, today that someone listening on the sound of our voice today will be encouraged, oh, God. They will be encouraged, oh, God, to know that you are God, their Father, and how much you love them and how much you care for them. Lord Jesus, I pray, oh God, for those who are sick at this time, their Father, that you would comfort them, oh God. Lord, that you would put your healing hand upon them, their Father, because we know that you are the great physician. Remember those who, oh God, who are incarcerated at this time. Father, minister to them, their God. Help them to know that you are a God that loves them and care for them, oh God, and you have a plan for their life, their Father. Remember those, oh God, who are hurting, who have lost a loved one, oh God, today, even for my friend, their God that lost her brother yesterday, Father. Lord Greta, I pray that you would comfort the family today, their Lord. Lord Jesus, in the midst of life, their death. But the wonderful thing about it, their God, is that we can have hope and we can have assurance once we have accepted you as our Savior, dear God. We thank you for everything. So, Lord, as we go through your word today, we pray that you will just continue to help us, dear God, to rest in you. And thank you, oh God, again for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. We want to say, God be praised. We honor and glorify him every time, every day, every hour. We always be the ones to walk away. But for some strange reasons, and I don't think it's strange anymore, he always welcomes us back in with open arms. Well, I'm going to play a song here and probably have a little word from Mr. Barbara. We're going to do it our way here. Let's see. Let's go one day at a time.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, help me today, one day at a time. Carleen Davis sings for you, gospel rendition. One day at a time, that old-time religion, man, it always stands firm. Well, before we get Sister Barbara, let's go ahead and say good morning to Sister Murtry Nesbitt, because she always tells us what's happening over there in the Big Apple and what's going on with Mama Bobsey. Is she with us? I would think so. Murtry, good morning.
Good morning, Ivor, and good morning to all those around to Caribbean Global Voices. Hope you are having a wonderful morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good, doing well. Had a little hiccup along the way. The internet went down and left me out at sea, but I was rescued there by Cardinal, and we're still trying to make up time in the air. Opening for safe landing. We had an opening prayer there with Sister Barbara there, and I'm going to ask her to give a word of God. And I'm not seeing everyone who's on, but at the same time, I hope they're listening. And for those who are via the internet, we just want to say welcome to the Caribbean Global Voices. So tell us about Mama Bobsey, and I turn it over to Miss Barbara.
Okay, Mama Bobsey is doing good. She sent her love. She said she'll see you guys soon, but she don't know how soon. So just know that she has you guys in their prayers, in her prayers. And me, I'm blessed. I'm up this morning. God woke me up. And so I can say I'm blessed despite my disabilities. So I'm grateful.
Okay, well, I have one on you. I always say I'm blessed and highly favored, but you don't want to say you're highly favored. At least you can say you're favored. How about that?
I'm both favored and highly favored.
Okay, definitely. Well, let's get a word of God. I know we're going to get something uplifting from Barbara. Barbara, come on.
Okay.
Yes, again to the listening audience this morning. Okay, so we're gonna go through Isaiah. We're gonna be reading from Isaiah 41, verse 10 this morning, and it's regarding fear. Okay, so it says here, as the word of God, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Each of us at times we will face, you know, some kind of fear at some point in our lives. It is what we do with the fear is what matters. We must claim a position as God's children. We have the power to overcome fear when we apply his word. There was this one story that this young man at one time, he was taking a shortcut home late one evening through a vacant lot. It was dark and the shadows from the trees loomed, you know, all around him. And then suddenly he became aware of someone following him. The faster he walked, the faster the person walked. Frightened and frustrated, he turned quickly to meet his predator, but no one was there. So as he turned quickly, he continued to walk home. Then he heard the voice and the noise again. That was when he realized that he heard a rubbing of his corduroy pants. So we laugh at these stories like this one, but the truth is many times our fears, it results from the imagination of our thoughts, things that will never happen or come true. Because you know what? Satan is a relentless adversary, and he loves to fill our minds with fearful thoughts. He knows that if he can frighten us enough, he will stand a good chance of paralyzing us spiritually and physically. So today I want to encourage you that when you come up against a fear-producing situation, immediately pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord for wisdom and protection. Admit to him your inner struggle and then stand your ground against the enemy's static. For God, he said, as we read in Isaiah again 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. So I want to say this prayer even this verse today to my friend who lost her brother, her young brother, suddenly yesterday. We know that he's home with the Lord, but when these things, these tragedies just happen suddenly like that, it can put a fear in our hearts. But I want to encourage you today, Greta, to fear not. We know that he's in the presence of God and he's with the Lord. And even people who may be going through, whatever you're going through, you could be going through a sickness, you could go through, you know, you're going through depression, whatever, as this story tells us, as I read today, the enemy would put thoughts in our minds, things that will never even happen, but we have to go back and claim the word of God. God's word is life, life itself. Just as the Lord told Satan when he was being tempted, it is written, the word of God is what will calm all of our fears. So we always should stay in the word, talking to God, speaking the word, and we know that God is the one who is in control of everything. We can go now to Isaiah 43, and we can read Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, the Lord said, I will be with you. So whoever would be going through today, whatever it is, he said he will be with us. He said he will be with us through the rivers. They shall not overflow us. He said, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He said, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. That's how much the Lord loves us. And every time that we come here on this radio show, we want to let you know, from the word of God, how much God loves you. He loved you that he went and he sent his son Jesus Christ on the cross to pay for our sin, death in full, past, present, and future, so that he can redeem us back to the Father, so that we in turn would have eternal life, that we in turn would have a relationship with him. Nothing can replace that relationship with God. Because we'd be always searching, we'd be always grabbing, because God has created us with a void in our life that only he alone can fulfill. So that's why it's so important for us to go to Christ, believe his word, have that relationship with God. So today I want to share again that trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3 verse 5, just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Just like this guy going to that shortcut that night, leaning upon his own understanding with all those thoughts coming through, he said we must not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we must acknowledge God. We must keep God first place in our lives. We must focus upon Christ. We must be forgiving to others. We must love others. We must let the love of Christ be seen in us. Because we ought to remember, it is no more our lives that we are living. It is the life of Christ in us. And I would want to share with those who have not known Jesus Christ as our Savior, it's the best life. It's a secured life. When we leave this life, the only thing that we're going to take with us is Jesus. Only what we have done for Christ will last. Everything else is vanity, vanity, vanity. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. So today I just want to encourage everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice. Jesus loves you. He loves you with all his heart. He already paid your sin debt in full. He already paid that you can have a relationship with him. I want to encourage those who have already accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior to continue to seek your Father. Know that he's there for you. You can trust him and you can believe that he has a purpose and a plan for our lives. So today I just want to just leave that verse with you today, that fear not, as the Lord said, I am with you. Be not dismayed again, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So all the praise and the glory go to our Father. Father, we love you so much. You are awesome. You are great. We just thank you for such a loving Heavenly Father. No matter what the situation is in life, dear God, you got us. You love us. You are protecting us. You have a plan for our lives, dear God. Lord Jesus, I pray today that you'll help us to continue to know that no matter what we have done, you have forgiven us. Once we have asked for forgiveness of our sins, you have already done that. So, Lord, we love you. We praise you again, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And speaking of death, last week at this time, we were thinking of the home going for Mrs. Eunice Francis. So we know that she's in a better space, in a better place. And we just have to pray for Lane as well, that he continue to hold the fort even after death, because life goes on. So we're remembering him as well. And as you spoke of that death, that sudden death of your the person you spoke of, that came to mind. Today is also the homegoing for an umpire who passed. His funeral will be coming up momentarily at 10 o'clock this morning. So that's Rupert Foy, umpire Rupert Foy. They call him Silver Fox. So we pray for the family as well. Condolences to him as well. Speaking of that, Leon of the Cricket Show there, this is one of his favorite songs. I played this for him. Sword on the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. When you're down in the valley, don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the
go wrong, you make them
God, God of mine. Here's another version. Yes, indeed. It's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Well, folks, let's go ahead and give do some house cleaning and some housekeeping. At the top of the hour, we're going to have sports in brief, just in brief. We have a few things that's going on. David is away today at that funeral, so we'll just bring it in brief. But I can assure you, tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m., you'll have sports full force on the cricket show. So stay tuned for that as well. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical events of today's date. And that's going to be coming compliment Mr. Audley Watson. And Cardinal Mills will be bringing that to you. And of course, when you hear the voice of Mr. Cardinal Mills, there's some special fans that he has to call by name. You'll be hearing those fans as well. So if you want to be added to the list, I guess he'll give you the criteria how to get onto the special fan base. And of course, we will hear Dawn and Debbie at 11:45 this morning. They're doing some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And of course, they're soliciting funds and what have you. Nothing too small or too large, and they would accept some goodies as well, so it does not have to be in monetary contribution only. And prayers are welcome as well. So in whatever way you wish to contribute, I sure they will be happy. So stay tuned for that. That's at 10:45 this morning. You'll be hearing their voices. And of course, Cardinal will have a comment, and we'll have some commentary somewhere along the line. We know a lot of things are happening in the world today. January 6th is high on the agenda. They're going through that as we speak. The happenings here in America, the political poison that's happening back there in St. Kitts and Nevis as well. Popola is still in the still somewhere in the horizon with their ex-premier. I call him ex for now, or former premier, as you await a hearing. But nonetheless, you too can be a part of the show. And it's 563-999, that's 999-3693. You push the 1, and of course, we will move over, and we will allow you to be audible. But of course, you know, we have to control what's happening here, what we deem a broadcast standard. We'll be able to deem what is radio worthy. So I just got a ding there from Cardinal. I'll look at that in a minute. But in the meantime and in between time, again, we want to say thank you for tuning in. And we do this every Saturday morning, rain or shine. Caribbean Global Voices comes your way. Let's check the board here, go down the line here, see if there's any hand up. No, not at this time. So we will just continue to take it up to 10 o'clock in the gospel section. Well, I should say, not really gospel, but it's inspirational. Anything we deem inspirational, that's what it is. So you might get a Bob Marley, you might get something there to just lift up your spirits, whatever it is, something just to inspire you. That's the way we go until 10 o'clock. It doesn't mean that we're not going to inspire you after 10 o'clock. So we still ask you to stick and stay, to be honest with you. Yes. I love this one. We have time. Good morning. We have a hand up.
Hello, good morning.
We're going to say good morning. 850-274, good morning.
Good morning. It's me, Ivor.
Leon, yes, good morning. How are you, sir?
Not too bad to you. Not too bad. I'm okay. Surviving.
Okay.
I just wanted to, with your permission, just say thanks to all the wonderful people who have turned out, to my wife going home, and to thank you and the other members of the panel who took time out to carry the message to the folks who were helping us while she was suffering in the passing. We had a wonderful service last Saturday, and we're just grateful for all the many people who tuned in via the internet and elsewhere. We had folks all around the world, and we are so grateful for their having the opportunity to hear the service live. Just want to say also that the memorial services will be held in Miami on July the 2nd at Christ Fellowship Church in Miami at 11 o'clock. The address is 8900 Southwest 168th Street, 8900 Southwest 168th Street, Christ Fellowship Church in Miami, Florida, July the 2nd at 11 a.m. Those who can attend and those who can't attend, we will make available a link that they can view the services. Thanks to everyone, and I appreciate the number of words of comfort being sent to us by way of cards, mail, and all the medias that they express sympathy on our behalf. Thanks to everyone. So thank you as well for the time devoted to her while she was struggling with ill health. And may you continue to do the good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Leon. Our pleasure. And we're going to wish you all the best. Like we said, life goes on. So just know that she's in a better space, a better place, and God has never made a mistake. So thank you for coming too.
All right.
Held me in his arms and gave his love to me.
Because of a little hiccup, we apologize again for that. Nonetheless, we hope that you would have really, really enjoyed what was portrayed. Really enjoyed listening to the opening prayer and the word from Sister Barbara over there. And of course, you would have heard from Mertris, and Mama Babs is doing okay. And once she's doing okay, well, I guess the world will stand still. Make sure that she's okay. She has us in her prayers. We know that in her prayers. So we want to say good morning to you, Mama Babsy, over there in Nevis and home sweet home. There's no place like home. We always hear that. So we know we're going to have some sports coming up here just about now. So what can we do? Maybe we should rally around the West Indies there, over there in Pakistan. And they would have started off that tour not the way we would have liked in Pakistan, but cricket nonetheless is the winner. Pakistan is not going to be an easy walkover, but nonetheless, we will have something for you in brief. And again, tomorrow you'll have it full force on the sister station, the cricket show.
Sunshine, you know we gon' take it. Hi-ya.
Yes, they say Michael should have left long time, but we ain't leaving. We not leaving. We're going to rally around the West Indies, win, lose, or draw. The diehards always stick and stay. But folks, yes, like I said, West Indies are down in Pakistan. And under the weather, let's see if I can pull that up here. I know it's on here. They went down to Pakistan. So let's see match number one. We had Pakistan making here 275 for 8. That was yesterday's match, by the way. And they bundled out West Indies for 155 runs in 32.3 overs. That's not a good sign, but nonetheless, they would have showed up. And in the first one, I know Shai Hope would have made 100 in the first ODI, and he went down with a loss. But the third one comes up tomorrow, Pakistan against West Indies again. That's going to be about 7 o'clock in the morning. So if you're up and about before your church going or whatever, you can get a little piece of that West Indies match that's taking place tomorrow. But they're already down. Who's that? Pakistan is not an easy walkover. Well, New Zealand against England. New Zealand is bouncing back from their loss in the first test match. And say congratulations to England and Ben Stokes. He's now the new captain for England, and he would have started off in the W column. That's winning column. But New Zealand are presently on 481 for 5. As a matter of fact, that match is delayed by rain. So this is only the first inning. So good recovery there by New Zealand. We have Mitchell. He is on 162, not out. Braswell is on 40. There's a good, healthy scoreboard, I can tell you, with the captain starting with 26 at Latham. We have Young at 47, three short of his 50. And another short of 50 was Conway. He got into the 40s as well. He got 46. And Nichols, 30. And like you said, Michel is still there on 162 not out. And the wicketkeeper batsman, Tom Blundell, he came up with 106. He was the last man out. And I said, Bracewell, another batter in the 40s. So they've all had starts, and they've really, really come good in this second test match. 481 for 5. Anderson has picked up 2 wickets so far, along with skipper Ben Stokes with 2, and Leach, the spinner, he got the other. So if rain does not interfere, we may very well have a result in this match, because this is the second test, and day number 2. Okay, we can find another match here. We have Australia up against Sri Lanka. That's a T20 match, though, that started this morning. So Australia, they're on 65 for 1. They're in to over number 8, and they're on 65 for 1. So Sri Lanka is trying to hold strain. Dave Warner is still there. He's on 22, and Glenn Maxwell came in at the one drop. He is on lucky 13. So we'll bring you up to date with scores as we go along. Zimbabwe, Afghanistan, they too are in battle, doing a match. This is what? A T20 match. Big, heavy scoring here. Zimbabwe got to 159 for 8. And in the 16th over, Afghanistan are on 99 for 3. So there's some 60 runs away. They still have time. Trying to get to 160, that's the target score. They need 61 from 29 deliveries. With wickets in hand, they should be able to maybe overhaul that. But in cricket, you never know. You just need 7 good deliveries. They already have 3 wickets down. All you need is 7 good deliveries, and they will be bowled out. Ireland women against the South Africa women, that match is done and dusted. South Africa won. as it was a low-scoring affair. Ireland women made 69, and South Africa made light work of it. They got there in only 16 overs. It's an ODI, by the way, 70 for one. So that's not good reading. That's more like a 10 score. But it was a 50 over encounter, so we're sorry about that. And we know in England they're having the first class matches over there, but nothing to really write home about. But today the United States comes up against Nepal, and that match should be starting in just over an hour. So you stand by for that if you have some scores on that before we finish this Saturday morning entertainment show. We'll bring you something from that match. And that too is an ODI match. We want to say congratulations to Nadal. I think Nadal became victorious in the tennis tournament there last week, in the men's, that is. So we want to say kudos to him. Another hardware goes into his trophy case. And Golden State against the Boston Celtics last night. Golden State came good against the Celtics at home. So now the Warriors should be in a good position now, having taken back home advantage. They have all seven games in which to get to four. The team that gets to four first would be the champion. I think that next game comes up tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But normally you have a Sunday game. If not, since they're traveling back, they might very well have a Monday game. We will have that. But nonetheless, folks, you're going to hear all of this tomorrow. We're going to see if Cardinal have anything to add in the local before Cardinal add or anyone. Cardinal, we have local matches here tomorrow, but the rain is tumbling down. As a matter of fact, it has matches starting today at 10 o'clock, second match at 1 o'clock. I'll be doing some duties in the second match. But it's really, I want to say partly cloudy, but it seems to be a little bit more than partly cloudy here. But for whatever it's worth, I think we're going to end the sports right here this morning. It's just always be sports in brief, because we just let you know what's happening around this time. But again, we're asking you to rally around the West Indies. Yes, folks, well, we are going to go on to bigger and better things. We're going to go into Cardinal is going to come and greet his fans, his special fans. And as we say on the cricket show, the best sounding name you can hear is when you hear it on the radio. So let's see, do we have Cardinal? Yes, we have Cardinal. So let's turn this fellow down. So Cardinal, you are going to rule the radio rule now, since West Indies used to rule the cricket world, and they're not anymore. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Unfortunately, and I got to say, you know, you got to turn around and give some credit. You got to turn around and give some credit to Ghana, who reminded us that Baba Azam and Rizwan were not going to roll over. And like La Holland did, you know, Ghana last week before last week or sometime, like brought some light to the cricket show when she said, hey, you know, yeah, we did, you know, beat Holland 3-0, but that's not enough for me to get excited yet, because we got to go meet Rizwan and Baba Azam, and you're not going to get away with these things that you get away in Holland. So I'm not getting too excited yet. Yeah. Then I was on Fireman on the cricket show, on the cricket show platform a couple of Sundays.
I missed that.
So
yeah, I umpired everything, but I was out of town coming in. So I really missed that. I didn't get.
So to
Donna predicted that Pakistan would win.
Well, she didn't. I didn't actually hear her predict it. So she said they're not going to be an easy target, and they proved so both ways in overtaking 305 in the first ODI, and then restricting West Indies to well below their 275 total in the second. You know, when you see West Indies was able to restrict Pakistan to 275 in the second ODI, you will begin to think, okay, they should be able to roll this over, you know, and take an easy win and set up a real dogfight for the third. But, man, they got rolled over, you know. I mean, fellas were just giving up their wickets as if they were Santa Claus offering gifts to the needy. You know, so, you know, I mean, I would think that Santa Claus would hesitate before he start giving gifts to rich people. I don't know. I don't know what kind of fella he is, but you would want to think that those guys were giving up their wicket as if Santa Claus was ready to give him, was about giving gifts to the needy, so he gives plenty of it. And they weren't even stealing from somebody, so I can't call them Robin Hood either. Anyway, the other thing is that Coco Gauff made it to the finals of the French Open. You know, the youngster that we've been hearing about for some time, you would want to think that she's been there for some time, but she's just 18 years old. And she made her way to the French Open. She started out on this journey at the age of 15 and created quite a sensation on the court. So she continues her journey. She's just 3 years into the into international tennis, and she looks as if she continues on that path, she's going to give us another great champion in the tennis arena. So she made it to the finals. She got in second. She was beaten by Iga Swiatek, who is, you know, commanding all the shots in the tennis world, right, in the female tennis world right now. But I think she did a great job so far, so good in her journey towards becoming one of the great champions in tennis. So we say congratulations to Coco Gauff. Next place is the third place. Wimbledon is coming up, and we're gonna see some more of her in the near future. Okay,
I think Venus' case for that historical title is done.
Oh, I mean Serena.
Serena, yeah, you think she's done?
I don't know what kind of shape she is in right now. She hasn't played tennis for a while. I haven't seen her on the court for a while. I really can't call any shots for her right now. So I don't know. The last couple of times I saw her, she was on the court and she was saving a lot. She was saving energy. You know, I guess she's respecting the time that she has, whatever circumstances she's facing in terms of her physical fitness and other stuff. So I'm not sure if I can call that shot right now. You know, I mean, what I'm saying, saving energy, I mean, balls that I would see Serena chase down and you know, make winning shots when she was on the, you know, on the defensive, you know, turn it into an offensive and winning shot. I did not see that kind of energy in the last couple of times that I saw her play.
Okay, well. Let's go on and hail you many fans, and then we'll just get into.
Of course, the wonderful fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Scratching you from the platform of Caribbean Global Voices. Let me say good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. And good morning to the special fans, those who keep us in line, not allowing us to cross the line and tell us how well we're doing and how well we are not doing. So I say good morning to the people up in New York. Good morning, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs in Nisbet, who I'm hearing is holidaying over there in Nevis. Good morning to you. Good morning to the people in St. Martin. Good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. The summer in St. Martin is usually busy, so I'm not sure what we are having over there, you know, because people are still, you know, the COVID protocols have been lifted, but people are still being cautious, you know, so I'm not sure where we are in St. Martin. Memory Irma would call and tell us. Let me say good morning to the people over in St. Kitts. Good morning, Lynette. And you know that the St. Kitts Music Festival is coming up. And like, you know, people are cautious. They're wondering if it's a wise thing to have that that event. But other people are saying we cannot allow COVID to keep us in fear. We're going to get sick, but we are not dying as often as we used to. So let's go ahead and have the music festival. I can go with both sides. So I'm somewhere down the middle of that. Mm-hmm. You know, take yourself. So I'm hoping that the people who are coming in to St. Kitts for Music Festival would be, you know, well entertained, have a great time. And look for Lynette. She's going to take care of you. Go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And they're looking forward for Culturama as well. You know, pre-Culturama activities are already taking place over there in Nevis. Maybe someone would pop us in and tell us how they are doing as far as that is concerned. Yes, let me say especially, I think I said already, to Carmen Lady C. Griffin over there in Nevis. Let me step across the UK, Anna, and say good morning to O'Mel. I wonder if she's going to join the group in Nevis as well and go on over, have some fun for music festival in St. Kitts and Culturama in Nevis. Good morning, O'Mel, and all our fans over there in the UK. And she's probably off somewhere looking at cricket, watching England get beaten by New Zealand, or at least in New Zealand stemming the flow of the England charge. Good morning. Good morning, Michelle, if you're listening to us, and hoping that Omel and Michelle are giving us their thumbs up over there about whatever Britain is doing in its fight against New Zealand. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to stop in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Elston Nero. Oh, okay. You know him better as King Elimat. You know, telling the brother, we are here and we thinking about you and we hanging in there with you, knowing your challenges and so on. Nevertheless, give us a call. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones. And you know who my favorite celebrity is? Tiffany. Little brother Malik and sister Tanaya, good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to Southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who I happen to get in touch with again after quite a while. But Cutner will be and still is Cutner. Cutner comes to you there by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner, and the fans over there in Cutleridge. I'm going to go on up north. Let me say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara, there in Georgia. And hoping that they are listening to us and having a great time with us this morning. Nothing much is happening in Georgia, except that they're sharing your rain, I believe that I heard, in addition to some heat. So Monique, Yvette, Barbara, and all the fans over there in Georgia, good morning to you from the entertainment show. I'm going to look around for my sister, Yvonne, wherever she is, and say good morning to her. Notice I can't keep up with her, Iva, but she keeps sending me these funny jokes, and I can't keep me laughing. That's what she does best. See, when she keeps me laughing, I know that she got that big grin on her face. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're having a great time with us this morning. And finally, to the biggest fan of the Inspirational Hour, Kathleen. Hoping that you are there listening to us as well and joining us for the Saturday morning entertainment show. Kathleen, we got good entertainment in the other hours, you know, so you can join us there as well. After you get inspired, we entertain you as well. But she is a big fan of the Inspirational Hour. With that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Ivor, get it.
Happy birthday. This is your birthday song. Celebration all night long.
Well, it's that time of the day when we will be bringing your birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments, Mr. Audley Watson. And here to bring it to you is none other than Mr. Cardinal Melrose. Come on in, Cardinal.
Yes, okay. Yes, Audley Watson has told us that this is the 11th of June and the 162nd day of 2022. Wow. More than one third away. Can you believe that 2022 have gone that fast? Ivor, we didn't talking about, could we even forget that 2020, 2 years ago, was the birth of our fear of COVID-19. Anyway, for today, from the West Indies, you have today's the birthday of Kallis King out of Barbados. He's 71. Sabrina Monroe, out of Guyana. Okay, Sabrina Monroe out of Guyana. Stephanie Taylor out of Jamaica. Mark Richardson out of New Zealand. Darrell Tuffy, also out of New Zealand. And Mitchell McClenahan from Sri Lanka. We have Mithra Wetimoni. And Dananjaya De Silva from South Africa, Henry Williams, Dean Elgar, current captain of South Africa. From Australia, John Dighton, the former Australian Open, former coach for West Indies cricket, John Dighton. From Scotland, we have Abata Masood. From England, Rachel Hayhoe Flint. George Pine. From Pakistan, Fazal Rehman. And from Zimbabwe, Richmond Motumbami. From Belgium, Mohamed Manib. The anniversary, it would have been the wedding, 25th wedding, was it? The wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Leon Francis. Mr. and Mrs. Leon and Eunice Francis, that is. Joe Montana.
That's the anniversary.
The anniversary, the wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Leon and Eunice Francis, Mr. and Mrs., their wedding anniversary. Joe Montana, an NFL player. Graham Russell, that's a singer from Ear Supply. Remember that Ear Supply back in the 80s? Guitarist for Ear Supply. Actor Hugh Laurie. International Sports Hall of Famer Jackie Stewart. He's 83. Dr. Mehmet Oz. he's 62. Actor and comedian Gene Wilder. American football player and coach Vince Lombardi. Magda Gabor, who's an actress, 1915, a boxer, Buster Mathis. Charles Rangel, you remember Charles Rangel out of New York, a politician, congressman. News anchor Greta Van Susteren, she's 68. Jeanette Rankin, American politician, women's rights advocate, and the first woman to be elected to the U.S. Congress. Ray Nagin, former mayor of New Orleans. Remember Mayor Ray Nagin out of New Orleans, who said, get yourself down here and do something. Joe Reyes, the Dominican American baseball player. Benjamin Franklin invents the Franklin stove in 1742. In 1776, the Continental Congress creates a committee to draft the Declaration of Independence. Members of that committee, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and so forth. In 1825, the first cornerstone is laid for Fort Hamilton in New York. In 1892, the Limelight Department Store, one of the world's first studios, is officially established in Melbourne, Australia. In 1898, the first U.S. Marine landed at Guantanamo, Cuba, during the Spanish-American War. In 1911, the Universal Negro Improvement Association was founded by Marcus Garvey. In Brazil, adopts women's suffrage. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh is awarded the first Distinguished Flying Cross. In 1935, inventor Edwin Armstrong gives the first public demonstration of FM broadcasting in the U.S. at Alpine, New Jersey. In 1938, the English cricket team declare at 8 for 658 versus Australia at Kent Bridge. In 1939, King and Queen of England taste of the first hot dogs at FDR's Franklin Delano Roosevelt party. In 1947, the perennial Christmas film Miracle on 34th Street, starring John Payne and Maureen O'Hara, is released. In 1952, opening batsman Len Hutton becomes the first professional cricketer to captain England in the test. And there's a story about that. What is the professional cricketer as opposed to the gentleman's cricketer. They were, you know, cricket in those days was divided between the gentlemen and the professionals. You know, the professionals paid for money. The gentlemen paid for esteem. That's what cricket became in England. So Len Hutton was the first professional cricketer to captain England. Before that, England was always captained by gentlemen. In 1959, Charlie Stifford becomes the first African-American to play in a U.S. Open golf tournament. In 1967, a race riot in Tampa, Florida, the National Guard is mobilized. I guess this one, when Malcolm X says, when we call for the National Guard to protect black people in the South, nothing happened because the president told us that there was no law giving them the authority to deploy guards into another state. But when black people started to kick hell, there was the National Guard's presence, and you didn't have any new law to put them there. That was Malcolm X. In 1975, one day international cricket debut of Chaviandad at age 17 years and 364 days. U.S. President JFK says segregation is morally wrong and that it's time to act. That was in 1963. In 1978, Joseph Freeman Jr. is the first black priest in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who we call the Mormons, in 1979, after John Wayne died at the age of 77. In 1982, Larry Holmes, by technical knockout, defeats Jerry Cooney in round 13 to retain his heavyweight boxing title. Also in 1982, Steven Spielberg's movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial was released. In 1987, Margaret Thatcher is the first British Prime Minister in 160 years to win a third consecutive term. In 1988, Freedom Fest, anti-apartheid benefit, and Nelson Mandela 70 addresses his continued imprisonment. Performers include Whitney Houston, Phil Collins, Stevie Wonder, Tracy Chapman, Al Green, and more. And this took place at Wembley Stadium in London. It was broadcasted to 67 countries, with an estimated audience of 600 million. 4 years later, Nelson Mandela was released. In 1993, Jurassic Park, starring Sam O'Neill and Jeff Goldblum, opened and set box office weekend record of $502 million. In 2002, American Idol with judges Simon, Paula, and Randy premieres on Fox. In 2002, WHO declares HN, World Health Organization, let me say it that way, declares H1N1 swine flu to be a global pandemic. Anybody remember that? Hardly. The first of such incident in over 40 years. In 2021, a U.S. lobsterman survives being swallowed by a humpback whale. He must even, I wonder if his name was Jonah. Maybe. And this happened. Okay, he can't be named Jonah. He said he was, he survives being swallowed. Well, Jonah did survive. But anyway, this happened off the coast of Provincetown, Massachusetts. We don't know whether he went in to preach or what. But yeah, they said that happened. Okay, there are your birthdays, tributes, and historical notes. Compliment of Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. And this time I'm going to encourage folks to just go ahead and call in if there's an anniversary. If there's a birthday, you can just go ahead and dial the number. It's 563-999-3693, and of course you'll be able to say happy birthday. I know Lynn's daughter is having a birthday, well, had a birthday. I know it's somewhere around this time. Hopefully we'll hear from her. But in another 10 minutes we'll be hearing from Debbie and Dawn. But in the meantime, we're still opening the lines here for birthdays and anniversaries. And it sounds amazing. You didn't have any to add to that. No, what happened this day in your neck of the woods? I know what happened. 1967.
June 10th.
On the 10th of June.
June 10th. But supposedly a coup. Nevis, an attempt to overthrow the elected government of Mr. Robert Bradshaw. That was quelled, and that led to the facto separation of Anguilla from the state of St. Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla.
Yeah, but I think Anguilla only officially left in 1981.
Could you say that again?
I think they officially left in 1981 when they went to Britain. So the attempted coup was in 67, but they remained thinking it's needed an Anguilla until they would have got everything sorted out.
That's why I use the word de facto, because when I was in college, I happened to say, you know, I just said when Anguilla separated from the state. And this was before 1981, when Anguilla separated from the state of St. Kitts Nevis, and this guy from St. Kitts got very upset. He wanted to box me up. He got very upset when I said that, you know. So I'm making sure that I say the de facto separation.
Yeah, well, you're quite right in that. Well, until Dawn and Debbie come up, I know we have a caller. 954-751. Come on in. We're in the butt the segment. Morning.
Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hi,
Connor. Morning, Iva.
Morning.
Yeah, I just want to say happy birthday to my daughter, who celebrated on the 9th. And also my friend Julie over there in Atlanta, who also celebrated on the 9th. Wishing them all the best.
Let me just say happy birthday to, what's her name, Samantha?
Yes, yeah, Samantha, that's my daughter.
And Julie.
And Julie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we noted, you know, tomorrow on the cricket show, partly he rules the rules when it comes to Buddy, the Buddy Goo. I saw you can extend the wish there also. So we'll be standing by for that. So, any other birthdays, anniversaries? How about the 10th of June? We were just speaking about that. We're just a few hours off of 10th of June, so it'll be okay.
10th of June, I was just a mere little girl, but I remember certain things about it. And because my family is, family base is Anguillian, I don't even want to talk about 10th of June.
Was a
all I would say
year.
Is kudos to my strong Anguillian relatives and friends in Anguilla. That's what people do. When you're subjugated, you stand up and be counted. That's what I will say about that.
Yeah, I heard that your family was pants, so I don't know if they were involved as well. So it was a double whammy.
My grandmother was Anguillian, and I protect my Anguillian roots with all my heart. That's what I'm going to say. And I say big up and kudos to them. Stand up for your rights.
Stand up.
Don't be no chicken, and don't be no puppet for nobody.
Were they white stick now, way? I'm not sure.
Well, I was in Anguilla. I was a mere little girl. I was not in Anguilla. I don't know what Ronald Ripster and Harry Gunn and the rest of them were going through. They must know what they were going through at that point in time.
Have you read the book? There's a book out on that.
Yes, I read the book, kind of being too... I lived in Anguilla, so I know a whole lot of what's going on. So I'll leave that there. I wish petitions will be able to stand up for the rights and be counted, and so they would not be subjugated as we are being subjugated. So
yeah,
they need to stop being cowards.
When you said subjugated to what?
All the political shenanigans that's happening.
Mistake, man. The fear of Timothy Harris. You know that's what you want to say. But anyway.
I am not calling anybody's name. I'm not doing that. I am going to put it this way. I will not call anybody's name or point finger at anybody. I will say, with all the political shenanigans that's happening, it's happening on all the sides. And so I leave it right here.
All right, we're going to come back to that a little later at the top of the hour when we open the lines and open discussion. I'm sure that it's going to be on topic, but we're going to stand by for Dawn and Debbie. They come up momentarily in about 3 minutes or so. So we're going to begin to welcome them in, and I'm sure Colonel will be on it. I'll bring them in and Colonel will send them up. How about that?
Anonymous.
Goodbye.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them. Think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart.
Saturday to everyone in our listening audiences. Audience, good morning to the gentlemen on the cricket show. Thank you for having us on every Saturday. We are so grateful, appreciative. Thank you so much. And I'm so in love with our theme song, Feed the World, Make It a Better Place, and that's what we aim to do. So this morning, just wanted to thank all our listening audience every Saturday. All of our committee members, Dawn Cochran Curtin, I don't know if she's going to be on this morning, Travis Brown, Bina St. Luce, Mr. Sergey from Adopt the Family. He does the soup kitchen in Antigua, and he also helps build homes for the less fortunate on government land, or if you have your own land and your house is dilapidated, that's one of the projects. It's called a Happy Program. Claudina from this is from Barbuda, Earl Francis, Farai from the Blaze Talk Show, Pastor Wendell P. from the House of Refuge in the Great Swan Green Bay area, Shanitia Joseph from the Smile Foundation, Tracy Henry, and Veronica Anthony. So just wanted to reach out to everyone. We're still looking for donations now. Is the height of our back to school. If you want to donate back to school items, book bags, water bottles, notebooks, pencils, pens, erasers, rulers, wipes, anything that is for back to school napkins, because the kids are now fully back into school, and I know they're going on hiatus after examination, which was last week, but they'll be back in September, so all the help that you can give will be totally appreciative. We do have a project coming up. I'm still working through the process for the end of the year, and we'll announce it, if not next week, the week after. But anyone who would like to assist, who would like to give, it will be greatly appreciative. My name is Debbie Simon Campbell. My email address is debbycampbellnyc@aol.com. My telephone number is 845-820-6598. I'm on WhatsApp, same number, or Facebook. You can catch me on the Debbie Simon. And just wanted to say thank you for always listening. If you'd like to help, if you'd like to assist, you can call myself or Dawn, who's coming on in a minute, or you can reach out to one of the gentlemen on the talk show, and they'll direct you to us. So I want to thank you for listening to us every Saturday. The three main charities we do support is the Soup Kitchen, the Food Pantry, and the Smile Foundation. Smile Foundation is Shanita Joseph, the Food Pantry, dry food goods, and all that is on the Pastor Wendell Pete in the Gray Green Bay area. And the Surrogate is the Soup Kitchen down at the market area. And if you have a favorite charity and you want to reach out to them, we can connect you directly with them. We pick up baby clothes, we pick up food items, and even tools that some of the housing people would like to use. Anything that you have that you would like to give, we'll greatly appreciative. Thank you. Dawn?
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
As Debbie has said, good morning. I would like to reiterate that. We definitely need a lot of help, as we always do, because there are a lot of people that are in need. And we want to encourage you to donate to us, because we do what we say we're going to do with your money. And so with that being said, I would like to give you my name and phone number again. I'm Dawn Cochran Curtin from Antigua. My phone number is 785-554-5628. Email Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697@gmail.com. And I do have a Cash App, and also I am on WhatsApp under the same phone number. And you guys are up for a treat right now. I have someone here, we're driving down the road, and his name is Mr. Andrew Sharp. He was just here in Kansas City yesterday. He's returning home today. Mr. Sharp is from Authentic Caribbean Foundation. I sent some pictures to Debbie of what we did last night, and we honored the countries. You know, Antigua, Barbuda, all of the different countries in the Caribbean on the CARICOM were honored. And Mr. Andrew Sharp is going to be consulting with Debbie and myself to help us move this project forward. So at this time, I'd like to introduce you guys to Mr. Andrew Sharp, who is right here with me.
Morning.
How are you doing? So glad to be part of this initiative. Just encouraging collaboration and working together is so crucial. We are happy to be honoring National Caribbean American Heritage Month. June is National Caribbean American Heritage Month. And it was a pleasure being here in Kansas City. I'm based in Massachusetts. And we're happy to also support this great cause. I know Debbie will be definitely doing some more contribution from Massachusetts to you guys there. But we encourage everyone to continue to give back. It's important. You know, the Bible said, tenth of your tithe. In any way that you can do it is so important, especially for the vulnerable population. Persons with disabilities. So I'm happy to be part of this initiative and encourage everyone to please support us as much as you can. And I look forward to be working with you guys on a lot more initiatives for the Caribbean region. Thank you.
If I may say before Dawn comes back on, I want to thank Andrew so much. Last year he was so instrumental
in terms of him and his agency, Authentic Caribbean, assisting us in getting us back to school supplies down to Antigua with no issues, no nothing. He said he was going to help. He jumped in and he helped. Andrew, I have not spoken directly to you. I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I look forward to working with you again.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward. Don't worry. We have you on the list of backpack. This summer, we're going to fundraise for 6,000 backpacks. And you guys are
awesome.
Included in that 6,000.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. And may God continue to favor you and your organization always.
This is Dawn. And yes, we are very happy that Mr. Schaaf is going to continue to work with us, because from the work he's been doing all over the United States, he just came back from a conference with the Summit of the Americas, and he told me it was in LA, and it was awesome. He got to be around different people that are in some type of in positions of power where they can maybe join the team and work with us, you know. So Andrew is setting all of that up, and I'm learning at this time what to do through him. So we have a lot of training to do as well, myself and Debbie. So we will continue to work. As I said, we will not give up on our people, especially the ones that are underserved, that know we need to do things with them, like helping them get training so that they can be educated in what they want to do, and help them get jobs as well. So that's part of the training as well. So you guys, we are working hard, myself, Debbie, and now Andrew, to do these things for all people in our different countries. And by the way, he's Jamaican, so we encourage him to continue his work and help us get what we need for our people. So is there anything else you guys would like to know or have a question about?
We know you, 4th of July is coming up, and is any way you guys can maybe have a little cookout and a little sale, or, you know, we know a lot of people do barbecue and all this stuff. Is anything in the works for that?
Travis is having something in New York City that he has invited me to participate in, so I'm waiting to talk to one of our other members, Tracy, as to what we can put forth to do a fundraiser in the Bronx, New York, for the 4th of July weekend. So I'll keep you posted with that next week, what we decide to do. But Travis is the one heading up that for this year.
Okay.
Well, for me,
very well.
I don't know that I'm going to go anywhere yet until we have a conversation with Debbie, because normally I like to stay put on those big holidays. But we will see what goes on and what we can do, maybe something to assist them. And that's what I will do for the 4th of July weekend. If I don't go anywhere, I'll be home. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for allowing us to be on the radio station every Saturday. It's a privilege for us to be on the air to inform our people and let them know what we're doing. And like Debbie said, she has a plan that she's going to be bringing out in a few weeks. And so thank you all very much for today.
You are very welcome. Our pleasure. Cardinal, we now send you on your merry way for this weekend, and wishing you a very, very good week and a successful one as well. Cardinal.
Thank you so much. You be safe and you be well.
Okay. Let's get started, huh?
Yes. I'm wondering if I'm coming too clearly, because I'm kind of hearing some hiccups.
Yeah, you're not coming too clearly at all.
Yeah. I'm not sure what.
I think you're using Virgil's phone, so I'll go ahead and do the other.
No. I gave Virgil back his phone a long time ago, man. Virgil gave me a phone for my birthday, but didn't work out, so I gave it back to him. Tell him thanks for the thought, but it's the thought that counts. Keep the phone.
Okay, well, go ahead and let the ladies successfully
whatever. You say, okay.
Okay. Yes, well, we're always happy to have you announcing your, you know, your work over there in Antigua. And we always hope that you'll be an inspiration to a lot of other people, give hope to people who are in a circumstance of distress and destitution. And I'm sure that your words would go a long way to doing that. We appreciate your presence. We thank you for allowing us to let you spread your word around. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too, you do the same. Bye-bye.
Coming again?
Yeah, do that. Yes. In the meantime, we'll pick it back up here with Lynette and Aguilian Roots. And I like Anguilla. Been there, done that. But we grew up singing Great Trinity of Islands set in an Azure theme. And I would have served in the Royal St. Christopher League and Anguilla Police Force. Although I would have joined the force in 1972. So the police coup that took place in 1967, like I was telling Cardinal and the listeners, I think it's 1981 is when Britain decided, well, now it's time to come on home. But we were understated at that time. We had gone from chief minister to premier, and in 1983 went on to prime minister. I think Anguilla still have chief minister as their head of state. So Lynette, you wish to pick that up the 10th of June, because like I said, it happened right in the Bastia police station. Those bullet holes remain there. They never did cover them up where those guys shot at their at the police station. I remember Spooner from Barbados. He was on guard duty that night, and I would have heard his story. He had to duck behind the desk while bullets were flying in the police station. But for folks who are saying that the 10th of June did not happen, they're not true to themselves. I would have heard stories from, you know, Dwyer's fan and folks who were playing at the factory center. And they said, of course, bullets were flying over there. As a matter of fact, one person got shot. That was recorded. And, you would have heard folks who were saying that their job was to blow up the oil tankers over there on Pond Pasture. And one guy said, no, I couldn't do it. Couldn't live with myself and all that stuff. So that decision saved the Bastia, saved the day. I don't really think those guys intend to kill anybody, but based on what the book is saying, they were to capture Mr. Robert Bratcher and all that stuff. But they did shut down the airport, put bulldozers and all kind of stuff in Anguilla, where planes just circled there and couldn't land. So we know that was the end of that. And that's what I'm saying. When a people is behind you, people power speaks, as opposed to what's happening in Tingis now, where you have a set of politicians who are in the minority, all on their own out there, just cussing one another, doing everything. But it doesn't seem as if the people are behind them. Neither PLP, nor CCM, nor PAM. Because the people would have been rallying right now to tell the Prime Minister, we are doing the work for these guys because we're rallying behind them. But that's not the case. But anyway, we're still talking about the Anguilla stuff. Welcome, folks, to call in and share their experience or what they would have read, learned on that. The number, it's 563-999, that's 999-3693. And for the WhatsAppers, of course, they can give me a tingle here on my line if they care so to do. I'll be happy to accommodate them on WhatsApp. You know, my good friend down there, I've heard him on radio a couple of times. I wish he's listening up, and maybe he can give us something from the ground there. We have Lynette, are you with us? Let's see if I can bring you back. Yes,
yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening. I'm here.
Yes. Okay. So we're in the last hour, waiting for Cardinal to come back, and he'll bring himself. Yes.
I
okay.
am back.
That's much better, Cardinal.
Yeah, I am back.
Much better.
I'm hearing much better.
Outside of the place being hot and covered with Sahara dust, there's really nothing happening. Everybody
okay.
is sitting back and waiting for the Prime Minister to call the election. He's the only person who knows when the election is going to call. That's nonsense. That's my opinion. The NGOs and the Christian Council has written a letter to him, literally begging him to call the elections so that the country could settle down. I agree.
Well,
and then,
you know,
then people talk about what's happening here. They're talking about 1967, 55 years ago. Three quarters of the young people don't even know that. People say, well, what would just happen? What happened then?
Well, the problem is that somebody probably did not properly document the event and record it put it in the historical record. And, you know, maybe if someone were to document the events,
it is documented in Anguilla. There are a couple of books that were written about it.
Okay. You know, well, the Anguillans would have written their version of it. You know,
right.
We have
exactly.
also got to have our historians in Tingis Nevis to write it from that perspective. And, you
well,
know,
nobody
yeah,
wants
we
to
need...
do that because it's a blame game.
We need more than
one.
One
side blame
no,
the
one...
next. And the next one saying it's not me. And back
no,
and forth. So nobody wants to write nothing.
No. There's books written. Even Webster, I think, Gunnar Webster, he wrote a book. As a matter of
That's
fact,
what
the
he
book
said. The Anguillians
the
have
book?
Written books. There's more than one book.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Isn't the guy, what's his name there? Blanchett or something. Didn't he write something too?
Hold on.
I have a call here on WhatsApp. Coming out of thinking, so maybe you can get a perspective from that caller. I guess Curtis? Is this Curtis? Curtis Cook?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Good to hear you.
Very interesting conversation. You know, I find it interesting just a while ago.
Uh-huh.
The lady a while ago, I think that is a little bit disrespectful to say that Blanchett is younger than you and what he knows. We cannot go around and tell this politics. People do the research, people do the history, and people live
Hello, that's not disrespectful. That's
hold on,
my
hold
opinion.
On, Lynette,
and I'm entitled
Lynette,
to
Lynette,
my
please.
Opinion, like how you entitled to your opinion. Hello?
Yes, hold
Lynette,
on. Hold
on, hold on. Let him finish his statement, please, and then you can... Can
he could only
in.
Write
please.
What he heard, what he hear people say.
Let us have a conversation. Our country in this mess. Because we do not want to have a conversation. We do not want to listen to the truth. All I'm trying to say, my lady, just like how we are saying, educate our young children on Simeon Daniel, because then they would say to you, well, we know anything about Simeon Daniel. When you tell me about Simeon, that's not the way we need to go. That's all I'm trying to say. We got to be careful with what we are saying when it puts us. Let us be real.
Everybody has their opinion. You say your opinion and stop subjugating people. You speak.
Oh, Lord. Lady. Everybody could have their opinion on Mr. Daniel or the guy, Simeon Daniel. These are the facts. Was Van Ammi the premier needed? Did Van Ammi... what if you don't leave it, my lady? It's not a matter of opinion. We get it from the people who live it. It is the fact. We cannot take an opinion. People live the nightmare. The Anguillians speak about it. There was a book. Kennedy Alphonse Simmons banned the book. These are the truth. These are the facts. Let us not take an opinion. It's not an opinion. It is the fact. Opinion, we don't have the fact. We are talking the fact. We are talking the reality and what happened. Let us not run from it. Let us not touch this. It is not a political argument. It is an argument that is in our history. The Anguillan finally released it and said what happened. Ratcha speak on what happened. We still saying it's an opinion. But a daughter, the guy with the gas station daughter speak yesterday that she followed by Ratcha. A man dead in the gas station up here. He was buried on 19. These are the facts. So you want to say, all the people are saying is a lie? We can't say it's an opinion, my lady. When you're getting the story from the people who live it, who've been through it, let us have some respect for people. And don't say that Blanchett didn't burn. That's not the issue. Because we teach history in school, and 90% of the people, even from the teachers who teach in history, did not burn. So it's also opinion. So we should not study with history then. We cannot live like this. We should not study with Russia history. Because it's an opinion. We did not burn. But somebody tell us what Russia do. You're going to go through this all. The history must be told. These are the facts. The Anguillan said it happened. Let us move on. Let us find a way. So how we can deal with it. But stop let's try and make people, it's an opinion, and everybody gets their opinion. I am not making up. Based on what my grandmother tell me, at 53 years, based on what she told me, it happened. This is what happened. And you have people, a man called yesterday, he's still alive named Sydney, he's 70-something, he said what happened. Why are we trying to say it's an opinion? Opinion means somebody telling a lie. These are the facts in front of us. 1967, the 10th of June, was a reality. And the fact is that the book from the Anguillan was banned in St. Kitts. These are the facts. They must ban the book. And years later, the man with the Anguilla, I think when they had the 40th anniversary, because he was living back there then, he went to the anniversary, he took the salute. Now we find out that Anguilla was saying that they were fooled. Just the what we did then with Limo. We can't be doing it all the time. We need to talk the truth. It's just that today you're saying to me, with all we're going on in thinking, who was this? You're in all the way when you're saying this again. It's an opinion for people lying. A man did in hospital the other day, no oxygen. The health minister don't come and say some stupid it. The people telling a lie for their family dead. We need to come better than this. The issue today we are saying, let's have some respect for people. The man said to you, Blanchett, write a book. Blanchett is a book that you want to all his work. So you're going to say, Blanchett is younger than you. So what do you know about 1967? I mean, we can't live like this.
Yes, okay. Curtis. Was there any celebration? Okay, I think. Jose, have a question. We have a nice dialogue. Thank you for calling in too, and you're on the ground talking about this. Colonel, you have
You have something you want to ask or say to Curtis?
Not really, but you know, his insistence that an opinion is a lie is kind of troubling. In that we all see the fact.
I don't think you said that.
We all see the fact.
No, I said, based on what the lady is saying, she's saying it's an opinion. What I'm trying to say.
Hold on. Let me just finish my commentary, please.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, the people see the same facts differently, and they comment on the facts differently. So, even if the Anguillans wrote a book, from their perspective. And we know that we know about the perspectives of history, of course. Our history in itself is based on our history that we encountered in our schooling, as I call it, was based mainly on this perspective of Europeans. That was their opinion of what happened until somebody came along and said, you know, this was misrepresented. A lot of actual information was left out, and additional information was twisted, and thereupon we got a history that twisted us out of shape. So people do have opinions, and people do write things from their perspective. So it does not mean that it is right. It does not mean that it is wrong either, but that is the perspective from which they see it. That's my thought.
Okay, let me look at it this way. Let me again. Do anybody over here, Bracho, say you don't get nervous going in the supermarket, right? Hello.
No, not as far as you know. It was not the same.
Mark Bradley today. Still telling me to do that. But we're not trying to clear that. I'm just saying this to my brother. The issue we have in here today, you may get the Anguillans who was involved in 1967, the 10th of June, they came up with their book on exactly what happened. So let me try and say, your book with the Anguillans, right? Maybe they're telling that, I don't know. We're also trying to say that the people who lived the 10th of June and speaking what happened, and they're not saying, we're saying that what they're saying is that we shouldn't need to debate, I'm saying we shouldn't have this. My thing is that people went through the trauma. So the debate as far as I see is that we hear it from the artist's mouth, the people who've been through it. I'm saying again, the book was written. The Anguilla, one the guy called, I don't remember his name, Carl Anthony. Tony has the same with his still. He was pulling back. He's the one who said to us, I think there was a minister to in Angola, if you don't have the leader, said to us that they were fooled. That was his first, not mine. Based on what he's saying, I mean, this is not the second-hand person talking. This is somebody who's fully involved. I'm saying, again, based on the whole lot of stuff we were put together, the issue here is that some things happened. I'm not going to about this person because that's not the issue here for me. 1967 was a reality. One fellow called yesterday, Dr. Warner said, that doctor said, he could make Anguilla some kind of bump or some kind of thing, he said, that is why they take up yam. This is now Warner said, from Anguilla, his father, he said yesterday, like, Warner used to be a minister for Cam in Sinkit. This was his word yesterday. So I don't know, again, where, we ever hear anybody say, what you say, he doesn't tell Anguilla to whatever. So a lot of the time, we speculate, we hear this, but there's no evidence, and based on what he said, there's no evidence based on what Bracho had said then. But we have the hard evidence here that 1967 happened. notice that there was this book written by the Anguilla. The question I'm asking today, why did Kennedy Alphonse Simmons ban the book from selling and thinking? This is a question we need to answer to. We need answers to now. But why did it be 50, 60, 70 happen? And I will be saying, the question to ask, why did our leader, our first national hero, the Prime Minister, ban these books from selling and thinking about what the Anguilla said? Somebody explain that to me.
Okay, we move on from that, Curtis, because I firmly believe it happened, and because I was in the police force, and Spooner, who was the guard, one of the guards that night, told us that story, and I'm sure those bullet holes are still in the police station, because during my time, they did nothing to patch up those holes. They were right there in the guard room. So I firmly believe it happened, because policemen told me about it when I was in the police force, that it did happen. I'm going to believe them. But nonetheless, we're just speaking about it because it was the 10th of June. It just happened yesterday. But I show people have moved on. The Anguillans have moved on. They're with, under Britain. But St. Kitts and Nevis are worse off, if you ask me right now, politically, than Anguilla. Because I'm hearing, like the caller was saying earlier, Timothy Harris is the only man who is walking around St. Kitts with an election date in his back pocket. But didn't they say, people say they were going in to fix it and get a fixed date for elections?
My brother, you're just talking about the fixed date in Tim's pocket. You know what's so funny yesterday? Timothy came to the village yesterday. Didn't have a kilo with him. I mean, why is Timothy coming to the village without the representatives? I mean, there's so much issues going on in things. And it's amazing when I listen to some people living there. Sometimes it makes me wonder if they're genuine, if they're honest.
Let me cut in, because you're not saying that he cannot go without a killer. Was he campaigning on behalf, or he was just as the prime minister?
He was campaigning.
He was canvassing?
Let me put it this way. His usual stint, trying to bribe people.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. I don't think that they would have to be together. They capture more people if Akila was on one end and he's at one end.
Well, she was nowhere alone.
She was nowhere alone. As far as you can see, right? And as far as you know.
There's a video we've been talking to him yesterday. So she was nowhere in sight. Absolutely
not. Yeah, but what I'm saying, she could have been another part of the village, maybe canvassing with some other person.
Listen again. Mm-hmm. She wasn't absolutely nowhere in the village. Nowhere at all.
Oh, well, maybe she might be working the phone. So let's give them the benefit of that, though, and say, well.
Well, let's give them the benefit. But the question is, though,
yes.
Why are you coming with number 3 when you get 15 houses and you keep all 15?
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
But
that's a matter for the politicians who were there.
Hello?
That's a matter for the politicians who were in his cabinet. Because those houses.
But it's a matter for what's called the guy living tree.
Yeah, how did they allow that? Because a house is not a common thing. House is something you have to put up, build up, so people have to see these houses going up.
But not only housing planet.
One second. Check your text on WhatsApp, Ivan.
Okay, one in a minute. Finish the sentence. I'm good. And then.
No. I was saying that. In fairness to all of this, with all what happened, you know, coming back to the people number 2, my view, tell them to vote for Akila again. The village has been through a lot, including me, for the past 7 years. You have never been back in this community. The last time Tim came in the community is when he has banned some men that were asking to be co-election. He didn't come back again. The treatment to us is not saying that right. The treatment to the citizens of this country is not saying that right. And I was saying to you, when I listen to some people who live on the outside, sometimes it makes me wonder if we are genuine to our people in our country. when you listen to Sean Richards, Patrice Light, Lindsey Graham, Donald Powell, Timothy Harris, Mark Bradley, like somebody in the diaspora tell me, if you were to talk, they're going to be speaking like that in the diaspora, concerning the country money. Even if any minister in America be telling another minister who is cabinet today, before 2015, you couldn't get for a house. You couldn't afford your house. Tell us what you're doing the Iowa Mainwood money. Tell us what you're doing the money for the bill. One fire back and said, my mother said, don't shine that tea. One can say, oh, I don't know nothing about the peace money. Matter of fact, you can tell Timba, I don't want to show them the watch. I buy my own shoes and watch. Somebody explain to me that all of this conversation could be going on in the United States of America, St. Thomas, Anguilla, England, any one of these countries. These debates could have been sounding off. Not by the opposition, by people who was in government together. Explain to me. Somebody tell me if this could happen. If all of these guys would have been arrested in the United States of America. We have a hot gun here. $200,000. Patrice is telling Sean something about some lights to cross all road back. But they're up by some place. Patrice is telling Sean, you check up the lights from in the park. You got a non-telephone and they're down telephone.
Maybe.
So somebody...
Somebody
explain to me.
Okay, I put him on mute too. Somebody, what you saying, Sandy? I'm not reading anything. I'm not seeing where you are.
Could be happening in the diaspora. It's all I want. I want somebody to explain to me.
Okay, good. Okay, let's.
Because
didn't cut this one. Okay.
Tell us, put them back in government.
Okay, good.
Well, then I'm gonna be crazy. Oh, fear she and fear she. Mark is a brilliant guy. Me and a lawyer. Are you big man? You don't be wrong. Cricket. Before you drop the toss, what we does in cricket? Hey, make sure I get the team. Hello?
Yep. Yeah, you have to declare your team. You have,
what do we do?
You have to declare your team, yeah. But we're gonna wrap it up now, Cody, so just
pick up with the pass and then after the team after the cart and cart.
No. They put it, that's like putting the cart before the horse.
And all you know is to make it. Why didn't I take a team before the task? Mark, they're going to start something. And the man said, bring in four players. Are you making it?
Yeah. Because we want to... Let's go ahead and just thank you for coming through. And thanks for listening back there on your tablet. And we're happy. Just spread the word. We're here every Saturday. You know, and try to keep it interesting. Yes.
We must be, we must also have common sense. We must have a sensible dialogue. Being a labor cannot give me the same foolish politics.
Okay.
We need to change. We need changes.
Well,
we need better.
So we're gonna have you back again, especially as the politics heat up a little bit. You're on the ground.
No problem, my
boy. We'll
and like speaking to everybody.
Yes.
You know, and have a safe day and enjoy yourself.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
No,
we have a commentary coming up, so you can continue listening on your device.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you. Okay, Colonel, it's time for your commentary. We had a very interesting thing there. We try not to call too many names on this. So the lady I was speaking, we try to just don't get a name out there either. So I had to just protect our callers and stuff. So we will have your commentary now, Colonel.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody noticed that. On Thursday night, was it? There were some congressional hearings on the January 6th insurrection. And many after that hearing, many are of the opinion that it brought out the evidence that would implicate the former president in at least encouraging this attack on one of America's sacred institutions, the Capitol building. Should this outcome really surprise anyone? And why should the finger be pointed at a single individual when an entire people maintained the environment in which a blatantly racist individual could be exalted to the highest office in the country and here in the 21st century? Well, shouldn't this force or encourage all Americans to ask and answer questions about themselves? Could constitutional democracy prevent someone of the same character, though less openly narcissistic, to become the president at the next election? Now, if someone who could so openly demonstrate such contempt for humanity and for their own social institutions could garner such passionate support, what would prevent someone who is less bombastic but with the same character from achieving the same objective, even if this particular former president is eventually disgraced? This is the 21st century. And more than 60 years ago, after America boasted that its civil rights initiatives had propelled it beyond its racist era, the popular theme and what is popularly thought is that the civil rights movement was ignited in 1955 after Miss Rosa Parks was arrested, charged, and convicted for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. Or maybe it was a 14-year-old youngster by the name of Emmett Till was lynched by a group of white men who were later acquitted, even though everybody knew they did the deed. But it was 1954 that the United States Supreme Court, another of your sacred institutions, handed down the decision that called what we know today as the Brown versus Board of Education decision, that segregation in education and all public spaces was in violation of the U.S. Constitution and the protection that it affords its citizens. But today is the anniversary, because on June 11th, 1963, the governor of Alabama, Mr. George Wallace, positioned himself in front of the door of the University of Alabama to prevent two black students from registering for classes. His famous words were, "Segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever." And these two students, Vivian Malone and James Wood, were denied access to the University of Alabama because the chief executive of the state of Alabama said so, even though the most powerful court in the country
had said otherwise. So President Kennedy at the time had to deploy federal troops. Students were eventually registered. It was September later that year, September 1963, that President Kennedy again had to send troops to Alabama to prevent the same George Wallace from blocking access to education in black, to black students in Alabama's public schools. And we can also remember that it was on June 11th that Martin Luther King was arrested for his protest. It was also on June 11th, 1963, that one of the most active civil rights icons who was trying to register people to vote was murdered in front of his front door. His name was Medgar Evers. So we got to today, these congressional hearings, and we have to wonder whether what George Wallace said back in 1963, segregation ever, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever, was the nation's founding anthem, because the Supreme Court, despite the civil rights laws, despite America having boasted that it had gone past its racist era, we see for ourselves that a group of people were passionate about in reinstalling a president who had not, who had lost an election, were so passionate about reinstalling a president who had lost an election that they could desecrate one of their sacred institutions. The fault, my dear friends, is not on this man, just this man, who inspired that attack. It is on a nation that has refused to change the environment out of which this attack emerged. Shouldn't Americans be asking themselves those hard questions? Despite of what we say from our mouth, what do our hearts tell us to do? What do our conscience direct us to do? Should we be at this stage or in this stage in history at a point where a man could be elected president by resurrecting the ghost of racial antagonism that you have claimed was buried in a past that deserves to be forgotten? Like I said, it can happen again at the next election. So those of us who are targets of this racial animus should also be concerned and to be very afraid, because constitutional democracy is not here to protect us. What is going to be the outcome of these congressional hearings, we don't know. But we do know one thing, that this atmosphere called the United States of America is so charged with racist animus that at any point, at any flashpoint, all of us who have been designated the lesser people, whom the Constitution had declared to be less than human, are still in as much danger today as we were in 1789. That is my thought.
Yes, well said. I'm agreeing with you. This is no one man's
nothing is an institution. I have to agree with that 110%. I have to. Well, folks, we go until high noon, and, you know, we have still have to get, you know, goodbyes and all the good stuff.
When corruption is, there is nothing to fear. but they die. Though at times we sigh and cry, and the present of a calm does not mean there'll never be a storm. The shark will be carried away. And no power, not by might, no power, not by force of will, can shoot the wrath of a people's vengeance. Only when justice overlays the land, and men are free from fear and free of want.
The monarch, man, you really have to listen to the lyrics of that song. Beautifully done, beautifully rendered, and no power, not by might. I'm telling you, people quest for freedom. There is people power, but people just don't use the people power. They don't march, they don't protest, they don't, they're just afraid. I always say, in politics, you're outnumbered. Like in St. Kitts, you got 11 elected members, just 11 of them, and 50,000 people. And right now, they're allowing one man take up three representatives to run a country. But you see, the opposition or the politician, them, they are so weak that they don't even have the people behind them. This was the best case in St. Kitts for the people to rise up and tell Timothy Harris, no, you're not going to rule us here with three elected members and eight sit down over here. Politicians can't do it, and they don't have the people behind them, even though they're right. So I say PAM is the weakest party ever. CCM, they find whatever way to win elections over there with nothing. But the people are not behind them, by the way. The people would have been doing their bidding, not they coming out cussing one another and saying what went on wrong inside there, like some little girls, just hoisting up their frock. But anyway. Freedom, that's what the great King Charles would have said. But the Caribbean on the whole is weak. You see, this summit that they just had here, where America is going to tell you, I'm not inviting Cuba, I'm not inviting Venezuela. And some of these fools still go and attend. No, your boys at America said no. All this embargo on Cuba for all these years. If the people are hurting, the politicians, them living, casual live, look healthy, up until his death, I mean, we all have to go to the grave. So why are you oppressing the people? Because you feel like, I don't like what the politicians are doing. I say it's utter nonsense. Guys, we just have 11 minutes to go here. So we're going to...
Let me put something to you there, Ivor. The weakness of the politician is the weakness of the people who put them into office. So, and it begins with the people, because if the politician are weak and the people sit and do nothing, then they are complicit in that weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this thing about, you know, we being misled by, because you want to be. You're misled by your leader because you want to be misled.
Agreed.
That's why you chose.
Agreed.
So it's not Timothy Harris' fault why he has the information in his back pocket. It is the fault of the people. It is the weakness of the people, weak minds of the people. So they can command. Their power lies in their communion. But if you go into each sector, they are cussing in each other on behalf of the same politician. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
so the politicians,
the politician is exploiting, the politician there is an exploiter. He's exploiting what he can get for his personal pursuit. And the people accept that. The weakness is theirs. I should say, the weakness is ours.
Yep. Well, we're near wrapping up phase now, so let's just go ahead and do that. And I show mercy to our saying by or female quality. It's still online.
We got about 10.
That's going to run off. We 5 minutes. Let's begin to wrap it up in 5 minutes, so that way.
Okay.
Who's online will be able to see. So,
okay, go ahead.
Let's see if we have mattress on there.
Mattress is down. Okay, let me bring her in. I think. Come on in, Mattress.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
No,
yes,
I can.
Loud and clear.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we're in the wrapping up phase now, so you might want to say your goodbyes to all the folks and tell Sharon we say we have, you know, prayers and what have you, and Mama Bob the whole 9 yards. So let's head on out in June. That came too soon.
Well, I just want to say my prayers, my heart, both myself and my mother and my family. Prayers goes out to Miss Sharon Loudmi Sam Pemberton. She's my cousin, and I wanted to know that we are all rooting for her, that she gets better, I get a clear, clean bill of health, and so she can go back to her normal self, that flamboyant, energetic person that we know her to be. So with that, I said, it's so sad though, but we just have to keep our faith in God. And once we do that, keep praying. And I would like all of you out there, keep praying for not only Sharon, but all those who are ill and all those who have to cope with the hard work of taking care of that ill person or that ill family member. So reach out to one another in prayer, and I would say thank you for doing that. God is good all the time. And on that note, I'd like to say good, have a blessed day to all those who are listening. Thank you for coming around to Caribbean Global Voices, and enjoy the day with us, the morning. And do come again. We welcome you because we are here to entertain you. So enjoy the day, the rest of the day and the weekend. Take care.
Thank you.
Ivo.
Thank you.
Cardinal.
Thank
Lynette,
you.
Thank you. Barbara. All of you have a good day. My love to all.
Thank you very much. For that. And we didn't hear from Phil, but we have a representative who will take care of herself and Phil. So come on down. 954-751.
Oh, and Iva.
Yeah.
I heard that Leon had a family member also again who's passed. So my thoughts and prayers goes out to him and his family, and he too the faith. Okay.
Okay. Yes. All
good
right.
Afternoon.
Let's see if we find. Let's see if we find Phil after we hear this voice. Come on down.
Well, I hope Phil is all right. I hope he's all right because we didn't hear him last week and we did not hear him this week. So I hope he's all right. Anyway, I did enjoy the show. But I just want to say that everybody is entitled to an opinion. And everybody's opinion must be heard. And with that note, I just want to say hello, Mertrice, and hello, Kathleen down in St. Thomas, or Virginia, wherever you are today.
Hi.
And Cardinal. Thank you, Cardinal.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a good weekend.
I can speak for Kathleen. Don't say Kathleen is in St. Thomas. Kathleen has to mind the cow. And she told me the cow is titled in Cardinal's backyard. Don't get it twisted.
Well, I drink in coconut water, mind my own business. In Kathleen's business alone.
I will go drink the Florida water. Time for you to drink your Florida water and leave
okay.
Leave that business alone.
And Iva, please make it known on the show that everybody is entitled to their opinion and people must not come on and knock people's opinion down and try to subjugate because you think you're a woman and you're a man.
Okay.
Stop it.
Cardinal. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the fans, we appreciate the panelists, we appreciate the callers. Because we tend to have the desire to present a Saturday morning that entertains, educates, and captures everyone. Is it that what you think it should be? We are always open to hearing your views, your opinions, and how we can make it better. Because that's what I want to do. That's why I am here. And I'm going to be here next week. I'll bring you something of the same thing, something even better. But until then, have a great day.
We got to meet some folks here. We have some noise in the back there. So as we're going to go on out to end this Saturday, this week, we're going to thank all for listening in or for tuning in. Folks, remember we're here every Saturday from 9 until 12 noon. And, of course, we have program lineup. We have the inspirational portion from 9 until 10, where we try to inspire you once in some form or fashion. We have the sports in brief at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. And, of course, we have the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical dates on the exact day, which is a Saturday, and we always give homage to Mr. Audley Watson for that. If you want to get on the fan base, the special fan base of Cardinal, you have to get in touch with him to know how you get there, but he has some special fans. One of them, Ill, Murch has just sent out a special prayer for her as well, that's Sharon. So that's from all of us here. Sharon, get well soon, and you are going to be in our prayers. Of course, we have Dawn and Debbie. They come through at 10:45 and they prompt each and every Saturday. They're doing some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And now they have a person who would have joined them so they can only get bigger and better. They need of funds. They need of goodies to send for the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And, of course, use tooling. Try to be here each and every time on time. This morning, the internet went down on us, so I'm going to apologize for that brief interruption there from maybe about 10 minutes before we got back the internet and got back online. But nonetheless, I think the show came through, was upbeat, hectic. We want to thank Curtis for bringing us up to speed over there in St. Kitts. And as Linda requested, all opinions and all ideas contended here. So we're going to ask to respect person's opinion, which is not a fact, as a matter of fact. So, Lynette, I can only oblige. Of course, an opinion is an opinion, but we should not really, speak over each other, get into tongue wrestling and all that good stuff. But nonetheless, as long as it's not combative and going to name calling and all the kind of good stuff. But as the election draws closer down, you think it's a sure we're going to have much more of those. And because it is outspoken, he listens, so he's going to call, I can assure you of that. Well, folks, may the rest of the day be the best of the day. We'll see you next Saturday, but